program. It's 503-733-2970. Aaron, as you know, has a whole mouth hair thing. So I'm a big believer, though, in learning to face one's fears. So you may remember that picture of the fur-covered tongue that we took off that's on my website. We've actually made sure that we put hundreds of copies of that picture everywhere in the studio so that Aaron can learn to expose himself to that. We got an email from Todd the Corpse.
Come on.
Rick, I love the show and all, but this last segment is why it's difficult for me to spread the word about the show to my friends, because that makes conversation at the end of church a little uncomfortable. Congrats on the wedding, Aaron. Your friend in God. That's Todd. All right, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, at the Ministry of Truth, it's Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
A man with a mannequin fetish is arrested again. A Detroit man with a history of smashing store windows to grab female mannequins has been accused of indulging his fetish again. Ronald Dodson was arrested and jailed after breaking a window at a cleaning supply company to get a mannequin in a black and white French maid's uniform. A judge has ordered him to undergo a psychiatric examination to determine whether he's competent to stand trial. His lawyer says Mr. Dodson already went to prison and they haven't helped him. He got out of prison and he's right back out there again. It's pretty bizarre. He told his parole officer he was going to buy a mannequin so he didn't have to do these break-ins anymore, said the detective. Apparently, that didn't work out.
What if he brings his own wood stain?
An attorney for Anna Nicole Smith.
That's funny.
That was funny.
Okay, never mind. I'll just be quiet.
An attorney for Anna Nicole Smith said today the reality TV star has no intention of submitting her 6-week-old daughter for paternity testing demanded by her ex-boyfriend. A lawsuit filed by photographer Larry Burkhardt seeks a court order for Smith to bring the girl to California for a DNA test. The birth certificate lists her current companion, Howard K. Stern, as the father of Daniel Lynn Hope Marshall Stern. That's Daniel Lynn, one word, Hope Marshall Stern. Why should she accommodate him at all? Asked her Bahamian attorney, Wayne Monroe.
Senator what? From the planet Bahamian?
Her Bahamian attorney.
Hooray for penetration.
Well, Keith Urban has admitted himself into a treatment center with his wife. He's not a senator, hasn't been abducted by a priest, and he's an alcoholic.
Isn't Keith Urban married to Renee Zellweger?
No, Nicole Kidman.
Really?
Yeah.
And Ethan Elke?
Yes, he is.
I don't remember that happening. Okay.
Yeah. I deeply regret the hurt I have caused Nicole and the loved ones that love and support me.
What did he do?
We'll grow back.
Wait, what did he do?
I don't know. I don't know.
How did he hurt her?
He said, one can never let one's guard down in recovery, and I'm ashamed that I have. With the strength and unwavering support I am blessed to have from my wife, family, and friends, I am determined to resolve this to a positive outcome. As a result of his treatment, all immediate appearances for his forthcoming CD, originally scheduled for release November 7th, have been postponed. He's been to rehab before. For the first few years of his career, he played in a group called The Ratch, which their first album flopped, causing the band to split up. Overall, my failure, he began to drink excessively and freebase cocaine.
Okay.
Urban said that the turning point came when he found himself crawling around a crack house at 5 in the morning, covered in sweat, looking for rocks to smoke.
Okay. Well done. Thank you. This email says, Rick, pleased to be having Tim read some kind of sultry porn story. I find his voice to have sultry porn.
Yes.
Let's do that. That's absolutely.
Not a porn, maybe it's some kind of romance.
Okay. You know what I just threw away the other day? I was going through all my radio crap, and I just threw away those romance novels. Because we used to have that thing where Clyde would come in and read out of Harlequins. And it was a whole lot of, like, her womanly pleasure mound and so forth. And I've...
You can't say that.
What?
That sounds so wrong.
It sounds
like a Wenatchee banana.
It sounds like you're rubbing the naked, massaging the nude altar boy. All right. No, it's a cake that one makes. Covered in sugar. You know.
What is?
It's a mound of cake pleasure.
Okay. And honey.
Okay. Stop making me laugh, this email says. It's making it difficult to massage my altar boy. Thank you. Let's see. We have this.
That's fun.
Rick, Tim needs to start saying things like, here's looking at you, kid, and especially our old favorite, that's the kind of sugar Papa likes, which may not be a line a detective would say, but it would sure sound sexy. I'm in love with Tim Riley, says Leslie. Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. All right, it's 503-733-2970. Let us now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show. Well, let me do this first. Let's see. Rachel, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I know why they...
The cage bird sings?
The no tipping.
Ah, yes. Why is it that if you work at a Starbucks...
Okay, because the... You know when there's a Starbucks and a Safeway or a Fred Meyer?
Yes.
The people who work in those Starbucks are not actually Starbucks employees.
They're
Fred Meyer employees.
Really?
Safeway employees. Uh-huh.
So my latte is being made by some register guy.
Right.
Oh, that's no good. That is true.
And it's probably a union thing, most of those...
Unions are they're the root of all problems in this world.
Yep.
Although the Safeway union's pretty good, so there's a good chance that Starbucks barista within the store is making like $12 an hour.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, that's it. All right.
Do you want to know how I know that?
Yes.
My ex-boyfriend used to work at Starbucks, and he's worked there for like 12 years.
Is that why he's your ex-boyfriend?
Maybe.
Fantastic. Well done, Rachel. Way to move on. What's your current boyfriend do for a living?
I don't really have one.
Oh. Okay, well, Aaron, you're free for another night.
24 hours. This geek's for sale.
Hey, his sister's free, too, by the way, so...
Thanks, Rick.
She is a beautiful young lady, Rachel.
I really hope my mom's listening. Oh, wait, my grandma's landed. That's going to be fun.
All right, thank you, Rachel.
Hey, so isn't Aaron going to be on the radio today? Put him on. What could possibly go wrong?
Now, you told us the best story during the break.
I know.
You can't tell it.
You have to.
You told us.
That is just mean and wrong.
You told us. Just hold on. And we'll get Jim Roop here in a second. We went to break. This has happened all day. And we'll get Roop here in just 1 second. But we had... Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, actually, from Los Angeles. Let's welcome from the City of Angels, CNN radio correspondent, Jim Roop. Hello, sir.
Hi.
How are you, brother?
I'm okay. You know, don't ever feel bad about me being on hold. I feel sometimes like you think you have to get me on because you're afraid I'm going to hang up or something.
Why don't you got other people to talk to?
Well, no one's as important. Number one. Number two...
Aww.
I enjoy listening, so I'll sit through whatever.
God bless you, sir.
This is cool. I've never got to talk to Jim Roop.
Really?
Yeah, I've only listened from afar.
He's a legend.
Actually, I'm a Catholic.
No, here's...
So sorry.
Wait,
so
hold
sorry,
on. Jim. I'm sorry. I wasn't prepared with my Ed McCarthy laugh. Hold on. All right. Okay, well, here's the thing. So, Jim, I went to a bachelor. This is Aaron, and Aaron is sort of the official geek of the Rick Emerson Show. And so Aaron, meet Jim. Jim, meet Aaron.
Hello.
Aaron.
So I went to Aaron's bachelor party last night. Now, let me back up for a second and say this. It is a long-running joke on the show that the best moments happen either right before the mic is turned on or right after the mic is turned off. And that the audience sometimes, not by design, just the way it happens, sometimes it seems like the very best things, you don't get to hear them because the mic is turned off. And so, for example, we had now Tina Yathers, who was a Family Ties star for
sure.
Years. We had Tina Yathers in the studio today. She is beautiful, by the way. I did not know that she would still look good, but she looked very good. So we had her in the studio today. And I don't have a lot of skills in this life. But one of the skills I have is knowledge of trivia and just mindless, pointless, useless information. It's all stored in my brain like a warehouse. And I was kind of, if I may say, I was sort of impressing her, you know, with the fact that I knew more about Family Ties, the show, than she did.
Wow.
The interview ends. And we turn out the microphone, and she's here with her manager. And the manager looks at me, and he goes, "Hey, did you study for the interview, or do you just know all that stuff?" And I said, "Oh, I just know all that stuff." And Tina Yathers looks at me and says, quite sincerely, she says, "Well, what? I mean, are you autistic?" immediately followed by, "I don't mean that in a bad way."
So, like the Rain Man of
exactly. She asked me like just as innocently, as wide eyed as you can imagine. Well, are you autistic? And I mean, I had no response to that except to kind of go and then to throw something. And and to run around the room uncontrollably and soil myself.
There's still rocking back and forth.
There's 400 toothpicks on the floor. 400 toothpicks.
Seriously.
Need my helmet.
So the best
Walkers
moments
on it for.
The best moments on this show often happen off the air. Okay, now, let's bring us back to right now. Aaron is getting married tomorrow, and we went to his bachelor party last night. Now, there's layers of weirdness here.
You have no idea the layers.
Oh, I have an idea. We went to Aaron's bachelor party last night at a local strip club. A strip establishment, and one of our fine sponsors, by the way. And tell me how weird this is, Jim. Do you believe it weird that a guy would have his sister at his bachelor party at a strip club?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So that's only the first layer of weirdness here. So Aaron's sister, who's a very attractive young lady, by the way.
Working the party? Or
no!
Was
that would be weird.
Not officially,
no,
Jim.
Not officially.
Yeah, not that the IRS knows about.
I understand.
those curtains are pretty opaque, though. So.
Gracious.
Boy, I can't wait till all the toasts to tonight. It's going to be fantastic.
So we go to a break about 5 minutes ago. And, Sarah, you have to help walk me through this. Aaron...
Well, I don't know. I don't want Aaron to get mad. I don't want to ruin the day before his wedding.
This really can't... I swear.
Okay, I'm just...
Are there things that aren't known by other people?
Yes.
Okay, but hold on. But I'm just going to say that Aaron told us in this last break... The greatest story, and it's a thing that happened after I left last night.
Yeah.
And I
saw it by accident.
I hate to be this guy. But it is the absolute greatest moment. It's so weird and so off the charts bizarre.
Well, tell us.
But that's what I'm saying. Tells us. He knows the rules when he comes in here, and he tells us, and then immediately like, but you can't repeat it to anybody.
Rick, this morning I crashed at one of Aaron's friend's place, and we were talking with Aaron's best friend who crashed with us, and we were he's from Alabama, so we're kind of telling him about your show and how you're really good about being discreet, you know, on-air stuff versus off-air stuff.
It's true.
This is an off-air thing. Cannot go further.
I understand.
Okay, I'm looking out for my boy here.
I understand. Did I reveal it?
No.
No.
And I want to say right now, in case the lovely Jen's listening, it didn't involve me. So.
Oh, no, it didn't involve Aaron at all.
Oh, God.
You know, okay, don't act like I'm other people. I show respect. I'm just saying, do you see the cruelty there, Jim Roop?
Yeah.
You shouldn't repeat something in the studio that you then are going to forbid me from talking about. I would say this story is actually an 11 on the classic 1 to 10 scale.
It really is.
All right.
No, there's too many layers of creepy on that
Let
story.
Me ask you this. Okay, could I do this? No, listen. I'm not going to give anything away. This is like a spoiler-free review. You know me. I don't give spoilers. Let me ask you this.
The robot did it.
Hold on. Bruce Willis is dead the whole time. Could I do this? What would you think about this?
No.
Just hear me out.
Go ahead.
Could I tell... three stories, one of them real, two of them fabricated, and tell the audience, look, one of these three stories I'm about to tell happened last night, but never identify which one it is. Tell three stories about an incident that... Don't shake your head at him, Scott Daly.
This
is Aaron's decision.
Okay, I'm just saying...
Hate?
The other two stories that you make up, it can't compare.
Well, no. I got a pretty sick imagination.
Oh, no doubt.
If I create three really warped stories,
and Aaron gets to approve them,
we'll do it during a break.
Can I deny it after I read them?
What do you mean?
You mean
if you read the stories and decide the other two aren't up to snuff?
Right.
Yeah, no, we would go forward with you. So the deal is we would have this story, which happened last night, the real one. We would create two... What is it? Diversionary stories. That's not the word I'm looking for. But, you know, camp decoy stories. Decoy stories.
Man, you're going to have to dig deep into your killer psyche to pull one out.
We would read all three stories on the air and never reveal which one of them was true, but that one of them is.
You mean to tell me this story is so bizarre, so weird, that you have to really work hard to find stories as weird?
I may not be able to do it. We may not be able to conjure up anything quite that weird.
Jim Roop, can I ask you a question?
Let me just get to you whipping my butt at the pop culture challenge.
How long have you been a reporter of CNN?
6 years with CNN.
Okay. I think in your 6 years reporting at CNN, this story will probably top the best.
I got to say, this is not unlike that thing they do on NPR. NPR does the spot that they do. They spot the fake news story. Right. They do a thing like this. So
really?
This is really my bid to be just like NPR. This is my bid to be the next Terry Gross.
The Portland Home Companion?
Yeah, totally. It's wintertime in Portland, and the men are all horny.
Make sure your mouth's all wet.
Aaron Lake will be gone. My wife has a third nipple. I have named it Cletus.
My mother has a hairy tongue.
All right.
She got it off my father's back.
So here's the thing, Jim. I realize we've done no news here. And that I'm sending you away not having heard this. So my question to you is, do you have anywhere you have to be?
Yeah.
Oh.
I hate to say.
Oh. All right. Well, you know what?
Kill me all weekend.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Well, you know, we're building TSL then, aren't we? So, you know what? We'll proceed normally. And we will talk to you either Monday through whenever it is you're back. Are you back on Monday, you think?
Yes, sir.
On Monday, we'll let you know how this all turned out.
Oh, actually, I have to go to Arizona Monday.
Well, we'll figure out something. We'll talk to you early next week at our first opportunity. And if we're able to move forward with this, we'll lay it all out for you.
You'll move forward with it.
Yeah, we will. No, I can't leave this rock unturned.
Wow.
All right. Jim Roop, have a good weekend, my friend.
Thank you.
There you go. You sound so unsatisfied. I feel so used. All right, there you go. That's Jim Roop, ladies and gentlemen. Back after this, it's the Rick Emerson radio program on AM 970 Solid States Radio. It's the Murder City Devil. Don't go anywhere. She goes boom, swagger, swagger, boom, boom, swagger, boom, 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 swagger, swagger, boom, boom, swagger, boom, 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 swagger, swagger, boom, swagger, swagger, boom, boom, boom. Played the Tina Yoder song for part of YoderCon 2006. We ought to do a YoderCon. We ought to have her back once a year. Wait, you want to segue? You want to go right to me?
Absolutely.
My computer up?
Uh-huh. This reminds me of Shanice.
It reminds me of every Madonna song ever. Shanice.
I love your smile.
This is Tina Yoder's Baby, I'm Back in Love with You Again at the Rick Emerson Show. This is so Madonna. Romeo and Juliet, they're never. Some quirky punk band should cover this. Not a bad song. I should give this to the Movin' TV.
I like it.
It's not a bad song.
Oh, there's a little echo there.
It's not a bad song because they were clearly trying. I mean, look, ever since the Partridge Family, they know that there's money if you can spin off a so-called band from a TV show. Huh?
I secretly hope Tina Yoder tells Carney Wilson how much of a big fan of Wilson Gold I am.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You know, can I just say this, and then we'll go to Tim here. Do you instinctively, and I know this sounds like I'm fishing for compliments, but do you instinctively disbelieve it when we do something like an interview? Like, we ended the interview, and that guy, the handler, was like, you guys are great. What a great show. Do you almost just think that he's just, like, blowing smoke?
No, I didn't.
No, he seemed nice.
Really?
I thought the interview went really well.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Tim Riley at the City Desk.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Well, the Pentagon facing what could be one of the deadliest months in U.S. well, involvement in Iraq. The defense secretary has a message with the Baghdad government. Donald Rumsfeld says, sooner rather than later, Iraqis have to take over their own country's security. The Pentagon chief
That's
notes,
handy.
It's your country. You have to govern it and provide security.
So this is like a we break it, you bought it, you fix it, you yeah. bastards kind of a thing. Okay.
And secretly behind closed doors, we're trying to find a way out of this. Peace with honor. Yeah,
exactly, yes.
Mr. President, we are sliding towards oblivion.
Meanwhile, North Korean leader Kim Jong-il said he didn't plan to carry out any more nuclear tests, expressing regret about the country's first ever atomic detonation this week. He met wearing his best members only jacket with the Chinese state counselor, who actually managed to find a tie. Apparently, ties don't exist in North Korea, or suit coats for that matter. He told the Chinese he was sorry about the nuclear test. North Korean leader also raised the possibility the country could return to arms talks. And one more. Astonishing photographs today show George Michael openly smoking cannabis.
Oh, man.
A cannabis joint.
He looks
joint of cannabis.
So bad. Have you seen that George Michael photograph that came out? Sarah, have you seen the George Michael photograph?
Of him smoking pot? Weed? Yeah.
What's wrong with his teeth, first of all? He's turning...
He's always been all snaggle, too.
Well, he is British.
He has turned into, like, Nosferatu. It's really... I mean, it's not right. Don't do drugs or do anything.
He
does anything.
Look like a werewolf now, doesn't he?
He does. He looks really bad. I mean, like, he's getting... Remember how bad George Michael looked in... Boy George looked in around 94 when he looked like the Munch Scream painting, you know? It was just like... sliding towards to death. I mean, that's really what George Michael looks like now.
Well, he says, this stuff keeps me sane and happy. I couldn't write without it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been so productive with it. Let's all sing his latest big hit. Okay.
Oh, by the way, he wishes to inform us that he never tested positive for drink or drugs whilst driving.
Yeah, okay. No, it's because he's not ever driving because he can't get the car out of the parking lot! All right.
Ladies and gentlemen. He's tired while driving. Takes occasional naps.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Riley, world's greatest newsman. Thank you.
Thank you,
ladies and gentlemen.
Like that.
All
he's
right.
Gone. And like that, he's gone.
Let's talk to our good friend Diana from downtown. Hey, sister.
Hey. I noticed a drunk phone call stopped about 10:30 last night there, Hoser.
Yeah, Aaron.
What?
Drunky.
Aaron?
Did I call you?
The drunken phone call stopped about 10:30. I think I did a lot better progress on Jen's party.
I was actually forbidden to use the phone that night. They took it away from me. It's probably for the best.
Oh, well. Yeah. Had a great time?
Oh, yeah, I'm still having a great time.
Did Sarah shove the hair in your mouth yet?
No, she did.
Yeah. The problem with Sarah's hair is it gets really knotty, too, that she gets, like, little tiny knots in the hair.
So my hair is clean. I just washed it yesterday. I mean, it's dirty.
You get tiny little knots in it, so I'm
filthy.
Saying it's dirty. So the problem is if you got it stuck in your teeth, it would probably break off if you tried to pull it out, and then it would be stuck between your teeth forever, kind of like a popcorn kernel.
Oh, yeah, that would be unfortunate.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. That's really great.
That's what I do.
It was wonderful.
So you're saying gnawing on Sarah's hair would be like eating a Twizzler?
Excellent. Diana.
My next question is,
yes.
Do you think they'll let me into a haunted house again after the last time?
I don't know. Did you punch somebody?
No. As everyone knows, Diana's a very tall, tall woman.
Right, an Amazonian.
Yeah, and she had to duck for one section in this haunted house we went to because she's huge. You know, she's tall.
Right, yes.
And as she was standing up from ducking, this woman jumped out to give the traditional boo scare.
Right.
And they collided at like 50 miles per hour right in the foreheads.
Fantastic.
She knocked the girl down, knocked her out for a split second.
Sweet.
The greatest part was this woman was covered in blood makeup, and we couldn't tell which was
real blood
and what was fake. And her and Diana's significant other almost found himself having to taste the different parts of red to find out which was the real wound and which was just the candy.
Oh, and we're done. All right, thank you. Thank you, Diana.
See you tomorrow.
All right, there I go. Thank you, yes. It's all candy, baby. There you go. This is Diana from downtown. Blood, mother! All right. By the way, we're now going to take callers 5 and 6. Scotty J, 503-733-2970. This show, young.
I'm going to lose.
Yes. 503, that's where I can take more than one caller. 503-733-2970 for Al Gore tickets. This show yathers the hell out of me. Yeah, that's very funny. Thank you. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970.
I'm totally ready. I have some good questions.
Really? Okay, so here's the deal. So we will get callers, and Aaron, who's been issuing threats. Let me just find my phone. What's the most recent? Let's see.
Come on.
What did Aaron say to me? We've got this. Let's see. Aaron said, no one can stump you, bitch, it's on. Woot, W0071.
Hey, how did you do against the questions I wrote?
Nobody answered a lot of those. The way was it like ended up being like a long draw, you know what I mean? So, yeah, 5 and 6, you know, or whatever, just that way, you know, yeah. Just we'll get two because, you know, there's somebody flakes or, you know, we lose the call and we've got a backup one. Yes.
This is going to be like Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics all over again.
It really is. And so, by the way,
good.
Now we should all actually resolve something, too. Now, as you may recall, when we went into the last break, we were talking about something. Hold on. Something that happened last night, which was so great and so twisted and so Really, there's no word around it. So hot and vile.
Oh, was it hot?
Well, maybe not for you.
It was pretty hot.
And we were going to try to create two decoy stories, and so we could somehow say this on the air. Now, can I say why we can't?
Because it involves people that are close to me, and there's family members in town who are listening.
All right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so because family is listening, I cannot, I have been told that not even planted among other fake stories can we reveal this. Now, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Does that mean... Does that mean that, like, later on when family's not in town, we could do this? Yeah, I have to give the audience a carrot.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, there you go. So at some point in the future, when family is not around, we can somehow reveal this story.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, because it is the best story ever. All right, let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show. Hey, Ted.
Yeah.
All right, how you doing, sir?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm rolling, brother. All right, so here's the deal. Aaron Geek in the City, Duran, has been issuing threats to me and boasts and proclamations of his superiority.
I'm hungover. I can't move. I can't breathe. What's wrong with you?
Can I help you, Aaron?
Yeah, I'll play against both of you. I'll take you both on. All right.
No, that's
so,
fine.
Ted, all you have to
together
do is hang tight.
One person right now.
The FilmFeverRadio.com Collective, which is Scott Daly and Aaron Geek in the City, Duran, they will play against me if they get the best of whatever. We'll do like best of seven. If they win, you get the tickets to see Al Gore's Global Warming Seminar or presentation, whatever the thing, the Tuesday at the Rose Garden. If I win, you get bupkis. All right?
All right.
Clear
all
your
right.
calendar, Ted, because you're going to get these tickets.
Yeah.
Stop. All right, let's go.
All right, so to buzz in, you just say your name, blah, 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 blah.
Hey.
All right.
All right. What is the subtitle of Dr. Strangelove?
Rick's up. That was me, by the way. Or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. I'll just put down number one, Rick. Thank you.
That is correct.
Yes, it is.
Who sang the theme song to Freaks and Geeks?
Rick. Joan Jett. That's two.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, can we not pick questions that are tailored for him, please?
Oh, now I will, since I wasn't before. I'm sorry, I thought you had a broad spectrum.
My spectrum got broadened last night. Yeah. There's not much...
Okay, what film did Tatum O'Neal win a Best Supporting Actress?
Paper Moon. That's three for me.
Oh. How is that skewed toward him?
You guys are the
not,
film just, people, by the way.
Nothing.
We're hungover.
Okay. What fictitious band performs on stage in the movie Coming to America?
Rick. Chocolate Love. That's four for me.
How many no, that's wrong. It's Sexual Chocolate.
Oh!
Yes. Oh.
Snap.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's me. I ate that one. Sexual chocolate.
What,
sexual chocolate.
What game had the line, pretty sneaky sis, in its 1970s commercial?
Scott. Connect Four.
That's correct.
Oh.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
On the
right.
board, finally.
Yeah. I'm so tired.
What 1984 novel adaptation starred Bill Murray in his first serious role?
Rick. That was
I think
me.
That was
that
Scott.
Was me. That was all me.
I think that might have been Scott.
Where the Buffalo Roam?
No!
No.
It's Razor's Edge.
Oh.
Based on the Somerset Maugham novel. Hello.
Way to go, okay. Scott.
4-1,
just,
by the way.
Yeah, let's just keep going.
Yeah, let's keep going.
What futuristic year was the final level of the video game Time Pilot set in?
1984.
That's wrong.
It's not.
Yes, that's wrong.
Time Pilot wasn't 84?
No.
Okay, never mind. Rick was wrong. Shut up. I want to die. Sarah, what was the answer?
Oh, you guys could guess.
1994.
No, it's 2001.
That's what I said.
Really? Okay.
All right, here's something a little different.
What was, you sounded like a news person just said, here's something, finally today, here's something different.
It's Monty Python.
What was Survivor winner Richard Hatch arrested for?
Aaron.
Just note, not yet.
Oh.
Just two days after he returned from the Malaysian Islands.
Not going to buzz in so quick now, are you? Rick?
Tax evasion? I don't know.
It was assault.
It was child abuse.
Well, that's assault.
No.
No.
You sons of bitches! Oh, fine.
What did Roberta Glass's or Roseanne Arquette's husband sell for a living in Desperately Seeking Susan?
I'm not up to my Madonna movie knowledge.
No, don't lie.
I'm really not.
The answer? No.
Hot tubs. Okay, what was the original name of the E! Network?
Scott. Entertainment.
No. Rick?
Entertainment TV?
Nope, Movie Time.
Oh, really?
Stupid name.
Here's a good one. What is the name of the creature that graced every Iron Maiden cover
Rick,
ever?
Eddie.
Damn. Oh, come on.
Five for me.
Come on. We all have
What was he?
Oh. He's like a corpse.
No, he's a lich. Step back.
You're making that up.
No, I'm not.
He's a snoog.
No, he's a lich.
He's a vermicious nid.
He's a that of a giant swore.
Do it. Do it. Yeah. Do it.
This do it.
I can't do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Have an excuse.
Do it.
Come on.
Do it. Goes to the Gozerid. He will come in one of the pre-chosen forms. In the first wretched container in the jar line, they choose a new form. That of a giant slore. Many shrubs and zools knew what it was to be roasted in the depths of slore that day, I can tell you. Excellent. Fantastic. I think I messed
that
it up.
That is so genius.
Best thing ever. All right. Let's do one more.
Let's do how about two more?
Okay.
All right.
You know what? I'll tell you what. If I don't get both of these next ones, we'll clear the board. If I don't get both of these, the guy wins. I gotta get them both.
Oh, God.
Okay. Jodie Foster was the 3-year-old star of ads for what product?
Oh, Scott. Aaron. Oh, go ahead.
Copper Toe.
That's correct.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. All right, well, let's do the other one just to see.
Which one?
Okay, in Mr. Mom, what was the name of the product?
Rick. Mary?
Yes.
Schooner Tuna.
That's correct.
Okay. But give me credit for pulling that one out. Ted, you're going to see Al Gore. So you can thank Scott Daly for that.
Says Ted to remind Bill to shut up. I know, different movie, but
shut up, Ted. Shut up, Ted. All right, Ted, I'm going to put you on hold, brother.
Thanks.
All right, there you go. All right, let's hear it for me.
You lost.
Shut
up! You lost.
This is the same game that got the Batman question wrong, and I wrote him in.
They got a V question wrong, too.
Yeah. And they also got the question wrong about what was the first movie to be in Dolby Stereo sound.
I don't know.
It was actually Star Trek VI.
What Batman question did they get wrong?
They said it was Tim Burton's Batman, and it was actually Star Trek VI.
Yeah, they say that the original miniseries, they said that V is for Visitor, and it's not. It's for Victory.
In the miniseries, it's for Victory. For the full series, it was for Visitors.
No, you're wrong about that.
No.
Well, they may be later, but originally it was for Victory.
Because
says, for Victory.
Yeah.
Tell your friends.
Yeah.
Hello.
Home?
I have no home. Hunted! Despised!
That was on this weekend, by the way. Sarah the Monster was on AMC. It was fantastic.
Here's the sound inside Sarah Dillon's head.
14 more minutes. 14 more minutes. There's no place like home.
I think I'm doing very well in a
Maybe I can you get are. More Nutrisystem bars. What's
All
that
right.
smell?
Let me read. You're soaking
Keep
in
the
it.
The hair, smell the gloves.
Let me read a couple of these observations real quickly from the strip club last night. These are some things that happened at the strip club. This is at the safari last night. Hold on. Notes to self.
This is all going to end
badly. Most of these aren't even about you. In no particular order.
Did they come out of his mouth, though?
Well, some of them did. Some of these I just wrote quotes down. I don't remember who. Okay, someone apparently said the following. Quote, Darth Maul wants to F my wife.
Oh, I know who said that.
Really?
It wasn't me.
All right. Well, somebody said that.
Note to self.
Aaron standing nearly on table shouting, where is my Nubian love at top of lungs?
Oh, my God.
And she came to me.
There were many sisters last night. A lot of chocolate
you
love.
You can't say that.
What am I supposed
to say? Chocolate love, you can't call them sisters.
Sisters. Snap.
A-H. Or just a Z. Right?
Yes.
Sistas.
Aaron, where is my Nubian love? I need Nubian. Geek needs Nubian love.
I need
love.
My Nubian love.
Geek needs Nubian love badly, he said at one point.
Poor girl.
Okay. No. Okay. This is another one.
No, to her face, I always called her by her name.
Here's another thing that happened last night. Geek with inhaler telling stripper, quote, you're hanging out with the cool people tonight.
I didn't say that, did I?
No, it was Aaron, the other Aaron.
Oh, okay.
I believe. Note to self. 10:50.
Good Aaron.
10:55.
From the bizarro.
They sell a product called booty beer here. What is booty beer? Must investigate.
All night they were advertising booty beer for $2.50.
They really was. Let's see. Other notes. All strippers seem to be wearing clear heels. Where do you buy this product?
Oh, you buy them at any, like, Fantasy Video or any of, like, Spartacus, any of those places.
Or a Gen X?
No. Yes, they do have some at Gen X.
Let's see. Clyde begins evening telling everyone he is a radio host and famous.
Oh, you know who else did that? Scott Daly did that.
Really? Scott actually at one point...
And he would say, you know I'm a celebrity,
you
right?
You know we're famous, don't you?
What?
You did.
I did not.
Oh, my God.
This is what you said. This is what you said to a dancer last night.
And Rick doesn't drink, so he knows the truth.
This is what you said last night. Oh. I did hear you saying to one of the strippers, saying, quote, You know we're famous, right? End quote.
Oh, good God.
But the note continues later on.
Oh.
Later on that evening, Clyde telling same stripper, you know, we're photographers. You should let us shoot you.
Clyde said that?
Yes.
You.
Let's see. Stripper trying too hard to be trashy. Real trash doesn't try, baby. It just is. Oh,
yeah, I remember
when
she didn't work.
Yeah.
There's an addendum to that Scott comment also.
Which is?
We were both sitting up at one of the tables. And I leaned over and said, well, Scott, we're not really famous.
I don't.
And wait,
hold up.
And here's the best part.
I don't think I remember saying this.
You did.
Dancer.
Dude, I was there and sober.
Here's the best part. The stripper leans into me and says, well, your voice sounds familiar, but I don't know about your friend.
All right, final
see, that's,
two.
That's sweet justice right there.
Final two, then we got a break. We're getting really behind here. Let's see. Waitress has sexy gap in teeth. That's true. That waitress had a gap in her teeth.
Really? She looked like
She looked like Madonna.
She did look like Madonna.
84, circa 84.
They had some pretty dancers, but you know what? It really is. Usually the waitresses are usually hotter.
Okay, that leads into my final comment. That leads into my final comment, and then we got to do a thing. Girls that came with Aaron, and this is not like strippers, but it's like girls that were just in the party. Girls that you brought with you. Girls in Aaron's party are hotter than any of the strippers. Note to self. So it really is true.
No, that's probably true.
No, it's true. And that's not a knock on the strippers, by the way. That's not a knock on the dancers. It's
Aaron rolls well.
Seriously, I'm serious, and I mean this completely sincerely. The girls you brought with you last night that were just part of the party were gorgeous. Flat out freaking gorgeous. So just, there
I'll
you go.
I'll pass that on.
Is this the brother of the bride?
Yeah, this is me.
Hey, the brother of the bride.
Hi, Rob. How's it going?
Pretty good, Aaron. How you doing?
How can we help you, sir?
I've been better.
What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to say, first of all, I don't think I can swing with you on the geek knowledge. I think you guys would tear me down. So I'm really glad that I didn't get into any sort of a quiz.
Yes.
And secondly, if you do end up with any of those clear high heels, do not tell me about it.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the rule. But and then, Aaron, when you're off the air, I was going to talk to you about some other stuff, too. But, hey, congratulations, and I'm glad that you were sober enough to make it into work today.
Right. Yes. Thank you, Rob.
Yeah.
Barely. I barely made it in.
Thank you. There you go. That's Rob. And before we break, Nancy, you have a quick hair story.
Well, I have two things. I have a hair story, and I also have the origin of what Indiana people are called Hoosiers.
Oh, we have the Hoosier answer, actually, but what is the hair story?
So it's not a hair in the mouth story, but I know Sarah can relate to this with getting eye makeup and stuff, like in the creek of your eye.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was cleaning out, this was 100 years ago, I was like 22, and I took a Q-tip, and I was cleaning the corner of my eye out, and, like, a 4.5-inch hair came out.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, how long had that been in there?
In your eyeball? Oh, God.
Swishing around like a tapeworm.
Exactly.
Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
Maybe we should all check our eyeballs for hair right now.
Let's do it during the break. Wait, let me...
I think I got it right there.
This one actually appears to be going into my mouth and then wrapping around my eye. Hold on, pulling it. We're back up to this.
Thanks a lot.
It's working for radio show.
Living hair to mouth. Hair to mouth.
Stop.
Sorry, I can't.
You can't
help
go
it.
Hair to mouth.
Sometimes in the heat of passion, you can't.
They even do hair to mouth. Back after this. We're live. Rick Emerson radio program. We enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the show. Lycus next. Don't forget, 2 weeks from today, Tom Lycus, downtown Barracuda, doing his show live.
I want to go to that. I've never been to one, so.
It is
you'll have fun.
It's out of control. It really is like one step from a riot. I mean, and I mean in the best way. I mean,
I'll be there. It's fun.
And Sarah's not even
maybe the time will come.
Sarah's not even a fan of the show, you know? So. What?
Nothing.
We're talking about
Betty and Veronica.
Betty and Veronica.
And we're open.
Are Betty and Veronica like Thelma and Louise?
I like Betty and Veronica more because one's
Jennifer Love Hewitt's bosoms are Thelma and Louise.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jennifer Love Hewitt that's what she calls her bosoms.
It is like that, yes.
Betty and Veronica, really?
Mm-hmm.
I never knew that. Why does Aaron know that about you and I don't?
Because Aaron just named it.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Only I can name the breasts. They're mine. Mine.
I'd like to say hello again.
This show has taken a weird turn.
This show has become a little creepy.
I'd like to say hello again to Aaron's family, who is currently listening.
Oh, jeez, I forgot. But that's Scott Daly. You wouldn't know who he is. You might that's recognize right. Aaron's voice, though.
That's my voice at all.
Yeah. Scott only claims to be famous. Yeah.
I could have named him Batman and Robin, but that would have been awkward.
Scott, were you the guy, please tell me that he was wearing his sunglasses inside last night?
They were. They're like aviator shades.
Yeah.
Tim and Clyde Lewis kept their sunglasses on.
All night, baby.
Yeah. And then he was dancing. Do you remember dancing, gyrating in your seat?
What?
You were doing like a little, like the locomotion in your seat while bobbing back and forth.
Yeah.
And then you guys, let's talk about the blocking too. Just the horrendous blocking that was going on last night.
Oh, man.
You don't even know. And I mean, a bunch of guys who are all either married or about to be married and just endless blocking of all of every, you know. I mean,
because it's fun to do. There was some serious blockage.
Yeah. Anywho. Let's now welcome.
Sarah looks confused.
Let's now welcome to the.
Postman is the person in your neighborhood.
Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show. Our good friend, Mailman Chris. Hello.
How are you?
Hey.
Hey.
Well, that hangover was gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you have any hair stories to share with us?
No. You know, I being with the most horrible haircut ever, as Rick put it the other day.
That's not true. I wasn't talking about you.
That's what you said.
Well, for me, it's a bad haircut.
No, this has just been a hell day.
Yeah.
My radio broke. I go to my spare radio. The battery died. I got to call in for the last 10 minutes of the show and sit on hold on my phone so I can hear the show.
I'm sorry.
That's dedication, though.
Creepy little laugh. So you're not really able. So you don't know that I got everything done today.
Yeah, I heard most of the show, my friend, and I know that you did not get anything about Jenny Hogan.
Oh, I heard that. He did.
Oh, you know what?
Is it a quick story? Could you do it now?
Well, let's just say I did get Tina Yotters. I got News That Hurts. We got Bob Costantini. I talked a little bit about Jessica Simpson's breast. Not as much as I wanted. Aaron the Geek. I didn't get to Jenny Hogan, but I could do that actually right now. I don't know if I have the email in front of me. I might have to just sort of punt. But I will just say a little bit. And I can't, there's not time to do the whole thing because it really is.
Then just do the push-up and be done with it.
This just says, is Jennifer Hogan the Antichrist? This morning, she continued her transition from coin traffic girl to her new Debbie Matenopoulos shtick. She has a new feature. Have you seen this? Every morning, they do a hanging with Hogan bit.
Awesome.
What are you going to do when Jenny Hogan gives a traffic for you?
Isn't hanging with an N at the end?
Yeah,
my transition was replaced, and now there isn't just a traffic person. They packaged it to be a reporter slash traffic person.
And there's a whole lot of explanation about hanging with Hogan. And
okay, so please give me something.
Well, I'll have to do
give
it on
something
Monday.
To bite into. Oh, sorry, Aaron.
I'll just say, this morning,
on, just a little bit.
Okay, let's see. Well, I'll just say that coming up, hanging with Hogan is going to be doing Fashion Week. So... There you go. So apparently there's gonna be audio of this too. So we'll have that. So hanging with Hogan.
And you said you got Jessica Simpson and her.
Well, a little bit. We didn't get to really talk about it in depth, but we'll do that more next week. There's these photographs, and I've only seen one. There is this photograph of her, dim lit. I mean, it's very much a posed photograph on a bed, dimly lit, laying back, barely covered in a negligee, and which is all well and good, except that her father took it. And apparently there's a whole series of them out now, literally not nude, but like sexy shots that her dad took of her.
And that means she's looking at the camera that he's holding, making the sexy face.
Totally. And these are new. Like, they didn't like from a long time ago. These are like now. So anyway, I'm not going to start calling her J-Ho, Scotty. Stop that. All right. So there you go. So let's just call it good.
I say he got to everything.
And even though you didn't get the Jessica Simpson's breast, you did talk a lot about Aaron's breast. So, Dan.
Thanks, Chris.
No problem, buddy. Good luck tomorrow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
To you and Jen. Rick, you are down to 54
God
then.
God bless you. Thank you, sir.
And as a side note, I started doing this exactly 13 weeks ago today. Oh. You were at 14.
Okay. So and
13 weeks, you added 40 push-ups.
I'm a can-do kind of guy. Thank you. We want to thank Jim Roop, Tina Yothers, Listener Malia, Gary Bobber, and Bob Costantini, Scott Daly, FilmPeopleRadio.com, Aaron Geek in the City, Ted, etc. Aaron, congratulations.
Yay!
Congratulations to the lovely Jen. As always, don't let the bastards grind you down. Like us next. Sarah Dillon produces the show. Tim Riley, the newsroom. Scotty J, Dave Zinn, etc. We'll see you Monday. Have a good weekend, y'all. Tim Nasey, tomorrow at 4. Bye.
I've got a terrible cocaine habit.